Welcome to the podcast of New Creation Christian Center. I am Pastor Marquise Franklin, and I am excited that you would take the time to listen to our latest sermons and what God is doing in this ministry. New Creation Christian Center is in Seattle, led by Pastor Harold and Annis Franklin. And our statement is, come as you are and be transformed by the word of God, as stated in 2 Corinthians 5:17. Now, I don't know what you're going through, but I want you to be encouraged by the word of God that is going to be shared today. Check it out and share it with somebody that may need it. Now, let's get into this week's message.
Interesting how lately, more and more, I see God giving me more and more boldness. And as I've been just praying and seeking God, He said, you asked for it, so now I'm going to give it to you. And at first, it was just like little spurts, but more and more, I see Him doing a new thing. And, you know, I was praying this week, and I told Marquise, I was like, babe, we're going to switch Saturdays. And I said it yesterday. So he was like, yeah, that's fine. I was like, I don't want to overstep anything. You know, if God's telling you to deliver a word, then you go ahead and do it. And he said, nope, go ahead. And so I have been praying, and God gave me some things this week. He said, we're going into this new year, and we have to remember why God brought us through. We have to remember why He brought us through. God reminded me of, before I had Markayla, I had a checkup, and they had said they saw something. They thought it might have been a fibroid. And so I was like, okay, you know, I need to just trust God. So I began to pray, and I didn't even tell Marquise. I just began to pray and seek God. And I went further along in my pregnancy, and they kept doing ultrasounds, and they didn't see anything. They just saw the baby. And so when it came delivery time, I had Markayla, but I started to hemorrhage, and there was all this bleeding that was taking place. And God, I never knew it, but God reminded me this week. He said, you know, when you were bleeding, that was me taking that fibroid out of you. Yes, you had one. You might have had a few, but I was taking that out of you. You had to go through a process of just trusting me, just leaning on God, not worrying, not stressing, because if I would have worried about what I was going through, then that could have caused issues with the pregnancy. But because I began to seek God and I began to look to Him for my help and not even worry about it, but put it in His hands, He said, I was able to deliver you. And so sometimes we forget about what God has brought us through. But we need to look back and realize that He allowed me to go through that for a reason. He allowed me to be tested and tried for a reason. And we think, okay, this is just, you know, so I can trust Him more. Yes, it's for you to trust Him more, but it's also for you to show your enemies who your God is and where your faith relies. We have to remember who our God is and where our faith relies. We have to remember who brought us through this. Who brought us through this? The first scripture I'm going to go to is Deuteronomy chapter 3. And I got an old school Bible up here because I forgot my iPad, so I'm going to be turning with y'all. Deuteronomy chapter 3. And we are going to verse 22. It says, do not be afraid of them, for the Lord God, for the Lord your God Himself will fight for you. When I spoke last week, He gave us that scripture, but He said to remind you guys that God is fighting for you. We don't have to be afraid. We think we're in it all by ourselves, but God is fighting with us. And He will go before us and fight for us. But we have to remember that. That when we're going through, we're being tested and tried, and He's trying to show us something, but most of all, He's trying to show us to look to Him, to not try and do it out of our own might, our own strength, and try and do it by ourselves. But when we seek God and we look to Him and we ask Him for that help, for that guidance, then we can continue to press through. We have to remember who brought us through and not be afraid, not to back up, not to back down. We sing a song that says, I won't back up, I won't back down, I'll stand my ground. We have to stand firm on His word. We have to stand firm on His word. There was a scripture, or not a scripture, there was a One of my first sermons I ever preached, we were in the old, or I think we were at a different church, and the scripture was called, and the title of it was called Being Planted. That we have to be rooted and grounded in something. Because just like a tree, it started off as something very small. And it takes a long time to go through a process in order to have branches, in order to see fruit. But it has to be planted. And in order for it to be planted, it has to go in the ground, and it has to be watered, and it has to develop sprouts. If that tree doesn't have good roots and good soil, then it's going to be able to be flung anywhere. It's going to be washed away. But when you're rooted and grounded in God, when you're planted in God, when your faith is unshakable, then you're able to stand tall and stand firm. We're going to go to Exodus chapter 14. And we're going to read a good amount of this. So Moses, at the beginning, he felt like he couldn't do it. He didn't know how it was going to happen. But God had called him. We get frustrated. We kind of allow ourselves to get in pity, or allow us to have low self-esteem, and allow us to doubt. And we allow ourselves to think, okay, well, how can I do it? Why would God want to use me? How is he going to use me? Then some of us, we start to think about, okay, so are you going to do this? God, I don't have all the resources I need, so I don't know how it's going to work. But God wanted to use Moses. And he said, God, I can't speak. I can't lead these people. I have to be able to speak if I'm going to lead them. And God said, take your brother Aaron with you, so he could speak. Why? Because God was already paving the way. God already knew what he wanted to do. So when I go to, so let me just paraphrase what has happened already. So God sent Moses and Aaron, and they went to Pharaoh several times, telling him to let God's people go. Time after time after time. And Moses was obedient and did all that God said in order to show them how good his God was and how real his God was. God sent plague after plague after plague, and the people weren't getting it. Let me tell you, he was planted, and he had that unshakable faith to say, okay, God, he's not budging, but God said, go back again and do this. A lot of times we get frustrated. When God wants to use us and God's telling us to do this, God, I don't know how it's going to happen. God, why me? I've said that before. God, why me? He said, because I chose you. And because you have a testimony. And because you do have a heart to seek me. And because I know that if you would only have faith, I can do mighty things through you. But we have to trust God. We have to be planted in his word. And we have to know that with God, all things are possible. Not some things, but all things are possible. We get afraid and we think, oh, God only can do this. Well, God doesn't want to do it like that. He wants to do something totally different. But we have to trust God. We have to seek God and know that he's God and he's God alone. I'm trying to give it to you just how he gave it to me. So Moses had already, they had all the plagues, and then finally Pharaoh said, okay, you can take the people. We're going to go to chapter 14, and we're going to start at verse 13. Verse 13. Verse 13. And Moses said to the people, "Do not be afraid. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will accomplish for you today. For the Egyptians whom you see today, you shall see again, no more, forever. The Lord will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace." A lot of times, we don't want to hold our peace. We're trying to give out a lot of our peace in every situation. Let me tell them just how I feel. And God, a lot of times, is saying, just hold your tongue and let me fight for you. Let me work it out. If you just stand still and close your mouth, I'll fight for you. Verse 15 says, "And the Lord said to Moses, 'Why do you cry to me? Tell the children of Israel to go forward, but lift up your rod and stretch out your hand over the sea and divide it. And the children of Israel shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea. And indeed, I will harden the hearts of the Egyptians, and they shall follow them. So I will again honor over Pharaoh and over all his army and his chariots and all his horsemen. Then the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord. And when I have gained honor for myself over Pharaoh, his chariots and his horsemen." You see, God wants to show us just how good he is. So he'll allow us to go through some things so he can show up and show out, if we would just allow him to. But a lot of times we want to take things in our own hands and try and rework his blueprint. And that's not exactly how God wants everything to work. But we have to continue just to trust him and know that he's God. Starting at verse 19, it says, "The angel of God, whom went before the camp of Israel, moved and went behind them. And the pillar of the cloud went from before them and stood behind them." You see, God had an angel or a cloud that was pretty much guiding them, showing them which way to go. And he said, "Okay, let me take position." So instead of being in the front, he said, "Let me go to the back." Like he was a shield to protect them from what was coming after them. We have to know that God is a shield all around us. Verse 20, it says, "So it came between the camp of the Egyptians and the camp of Israel. Thus it was a cloud of darkness. Thus was a cloud and the darkness to the one, and it gave light by night to the other. And so the one that did not come near the other at all at night. Then Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord caused the sea to go back, and a strong wind all that night, and made the sea into dry land, and the waters were divided. And the children of Israel went into the midst of the sea on dry ground, and the waters were a wall for them on the right and on the left." See, God is amazing. I stopped and I thought, how would that look in the natural? To have walls that was just a sea, and now you're walking not on damp, not on semi-moist ground, but you're walking on dry land. Dry land. And to see walls of water around you. Knowing that you don't have to be afraid, thinking, "Oh, it's going to come down on me. Oh, I'm going to get a little wet." Because God could have did that, but he decided to let them pass on dry ground. God is just so amazing at what he does because he loves us so much. Sometimes we take those things for granted. But let me tell you, that's a powerful miracle for him to draw back the sea. And when I'm thinking of the sea, it's not something that's shallow. Like we want to go to a little pond and just walk in it and it's just dividing for us. No. And it's not, even when I think of it, it's not like just this aisleway right here where it's just a little bit, it's halfway to my waist. No, it's high up there. It could have took him out with one sweep. But because of the God we serve, he will push back the walls that are around us. A lot of times we're going through some things and we had a hard year. We faced some loss. We faced some failure. We faced some different things in our lives. But God will stop the walls around us so that we can walk through. And we're worried saying, God, how am I going to do this? How is it going to work? But when we begin to trust God, we're walking on dry land. We're able to just press forward no matter what's around us, no matter what's trying to take us out, and knowing that they're right behind us, they're coming. But I can walk through. It didn't say they were running through, because I'm sure some of them were old. And we ain't going to just run through. But I'm sure they weren't just, oh, look at the walls. Let's just take our time. I'm sure they walked at a good pace. But they couldn't go too fast because they were in amazement at what's going on around them. And we have to remember the God we serve. The God we serve. How awesome he is. Let me see what verse I left off on. Okay.
We're just halfway through this sermon, but our prayer is that God is already speaking a dynamic word to you personally. But don't keep it to yourself. We need you to testify. We want to hear what God is doing. Give us a call or text us at 425-686-8197 to let us know what God is doing. If you're on Facebook, contact us at facebook.com/newcreationcc. Or on Twitter at New Creation WA. Now, let's tune in for the second half of this sermon.
23, it says, and the Egyptians pursued and went after them in the midst of the sea, all Pharaoh's horses and his chariots and horsemen. Now it came to pass in the morning, watch, that the Lord looked down upon the army of the Egyptians and threw a pillar of fire and cloud, and he troubled the army of the Egyptians. And he took off their chariot wheels so that they drove them with difficulty. And the Egyptians said, let us flee from this face of Israel, for the Lord fights for them against the Egyptians. Then the Lord said to Moses, stretch out your hand over the sea, and the waters may come back upon the Egyptians, on their chariots and on their horsemen. So Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and when the morning appeared, the sea returned to its full depth. While the Egyptians were fleeing into it, so the Lord overthrew the Egyptians in the midst of the sea. And then the waters returned and covered the chariots and the horsemen and all the army of Pharaoh that came into the sea after them. Not as much as one of them remained. You see, in the beginning, it said that God told him to stretch out his rod and his hand over the sea, and that he would make it separate for them. And then after they walked through, he said, now stretch your arm and your rod back out there over the sea, over the thing that which had you stuck, over the thing that which had you blocked from getting into the wilderness, over that thing that which kept you closer to the enemy. A lot of times we go through different trials and different tribulations, and we have to turn and look back to what God, and you know what God freed me from. Not looking back saying, oh, well, that was the good life. No, God brought me out of that mess. And I recognize that only God can do it. And not only is it for us to look back and see that God brought us through, but it's to show our enemies the God we serve. Because a lot of times they think we're crazy. They don't know how we're making it. But when they see the God we serve, then they'll know it's the only true way. But we have to be willing and able to know the God we serve, to really know that he can bring us through, to really focus him and give him the praise. As he brings us through this new year, know that the trials you went through in 2018, he brought you through those things. But you have to give him the praise and the glory. Some of us would have been dead. Some of us would have been sick. Some of us could have been without a job, without a home, but God brought us through. Many times, we may not have had a meal on the table. We didn't know what we were going to eat, and God will provide. We have to remember that was only God. Not to get prideful and say, oh, I got this. No, my God got this. We have to remember who brought us through. We get so excited and say, oh, I just went through and it was fine. It was okay. No, God helped me through it all. God helped me through it all. This year, it's been difficult at my job, and I thank God for the job. Why? Because he continues to give me favor upon favor upon favor. And if I look in the natural and I'm there and I'm like, man, Lord, people have left. People have got promoted. And God, I'm still in the same spot. But you know what God reminded me? It's a good thing to be in the same spot. Because I could be without a job, or I could have stepped into something that wasn't meant to be. So we have to remember what God has brought us through, but also remember what he's bringing us to. We oftentimes think that we're seeing, I'm going to another level. And yes, I want to get to that next level. But unless I learn what I'm in right now, unless I learn my lesson right here where I am, then I can't go to that next level. It's going to be harder for me to get to that next level, but I have to learn what he's trying to get me through. We have to know what the lesson is that we're trying to go through, so that when we make it to that other side, we can look back and know what it is that we learned and why he had us there. So I've been praying lately saying, God, what's the assignment you have me at this job in? Because maybe I've been just so comfortable and I haven't been doing what I'm supposed to do in order for me to advance. But I know you have me here for a reason. And I've just been saying, God, I'm waiting on you. I just want to hear from you. God, I want to be that vessel that you work through. But I have to present myself available. And then I have to have faith and know that he's going to do it. And he's going to show me how to do it. And I have to have faith and know that, just as I said, I can't be afraid because God will fight for me. God will fight for you. God will fight for you. You see, God reminded me that he said, you are blessed and highly favored. And I was like, God, I heard that before, but am I really favored? He said, when you left because you had Markayla and you wanted to stay home, and then you decided, okay, you want to go back to work, you made one phone call. And they said, can you come in tomorrow? And you'll start at your same salary. That right there is favor. I said, okay, God. I trust you. Okay, I understand. He said, but don't take it lightly. Just how I wiped out a whole department, your department could be next. So don't get so comfortable to where you're saying, oh, I got this. I can do this job in my sleep. No, God, help me to do it in excellence. Help me to allow you to direct me the right way and how to do it. We take a lot for granted, but we have to remember who brought us through. And why he brought us through. It's just so powerful to me that with just one little motion, God can do powerful things. Like he made the water part seas, and then he was able to make it go back. With just one little motion, get into moving those family members. And just one little motion, he can begin to move in every situation. And you say, what's that motion? I surrender, God. Not my will, but yours be done. God, I give you everything. I'm done holding on to every habit. I'm done holding on to every baggage. I'm done holding on to every secret. I'm done trying to do things my own way, but I'm ready just to give it all to you. Not my will, but yours be done. We had the group come last week and they had one song that said, not my will, but thine be done. We have to remember, not our will, but God's be done. In every situation and everything we go through, we have to remember, not my will, but yours. So even in, I've been saying that in my job situation, okay, not my will, but yours. Let me stop trying to make move power moves by myself. I'm preaching to myself now. And trying, okay, I'm gonna get this promotion. I'm gonna go here and I'm gonna do this. No, God, not mine, but yours be done. God, make it plain. Let me know what's for me. Because let me tell you, when he has called you or he has shifted you in a different direction, he'll make it plain as day. And he'll confirm what he's spoken to you. But a lot of times we don't wait for that confirmation. We just say, okay, there's a door and I like what I see back there. Let me just step in there. And that's not always what God wants us to do. We have to continue to trust God and lean on him and say, not my will, but yours be done. Next scripture I'm going to go to. Wait, before I go there, I believe there is one more verse I wanted to read in here. I think I'm going to read verse 30. It says, so the Lord saved Israel that day out of the land of the Egyptians. And Israel saw that the Egyptians were dead on the seashore. You know, I'm going to keep going. And then he's telling me something right now. It says, thus Israel saw that the great work which the Lord had done in Egypt. So the people feared the Lord and believed the Lord and his servant Moses. There's some things in our paths, and as we walk in what God has called us to walk into, he commands those things to dry up and to die. And a lot of times we think those things, oh, it's holding me back. But if you shake free of what that thing that had you bound, then you can look back and you can see he caused it to shrivel up and die. Those things that had you, that were like footholds on you, you can look back and see that no more has bondage over me. Those chains that they once were shackled to, no longer do they have a hold on them. We have to continue just to know that God's going to cause us to walk on dry land. The next scripture I want to go to, my last scripture, is Romans 8:28. And I know that all things work together for the good of those who love God and those who are called according to his purpose. A lot of times we forget that God has called us. He has chosen us. And we have, and if we love him, things will begin to fall into place as we seek his face, as we call upon his name, as we stop trying to do things at our own might, our own pace, as we begin to just say, okay, God, your will and not mine, your way and not my way. God, I believe. God, I believe. We have to believe God. We have to take him at his word and believe all that he has said for us to do. Not to get afraid. Not to get weary. Because a lot of times we think, oh, it's not happening as fast as I need it to happen. Or it's not happening the way I want it to happen. But God, I thank you for allowing me to walk through on dry land. We have to continue to thank God Because, you know, if you think about it, with water being on the ground so much, sometimes it gets a little soft and it feels uneasy. And so when you're stepping, you feel like, okay, I might just sink down a little bit. But let me tell you, the God we serve caused them to walk through boldly with their head up high, caused them to be able to walk through not being weary, not being doubtful, but continuing to trust him. When we begin to trust in God, when we begin to seek his face, when we begin to know that he's God and he's God alone, we can walk at a different pace. We can walk with a surety in our step, knowing that God is with me, knowing that if God be for me, who can be against me? When we know how big our God is, there's nothing too hard for him. There's nothing so big that he can't handle. There's nothing so crazy that he cannot deliver us from. But the God we serve gives us a sense of boldness to be able to walk. Not saying you're prideful. No, but you're recognizing who God is and what he's brought you out of. So going into this year, as we're going into this year, we have to continue to trust him. And as we get ready to go on this fast, we have to know that God is in control. God's will, not ours. So whatever you're facing, whatever you've been contemplating over, and you're like, God, I don't know. Should I do it? Should I stay? What should I do? Continue just to give it to God and begin to seek his face this week. Begin to just put it on his altar. Whatever hardships or whatever different things had you bound, whatever had you shackled, whatever generational curses try and still creep back up, whatever like little secrets or bad habits still try and creep in, begin to lay those at the altar of God this week. And just cry out to him. And I dare you just to seek his face like never before and watch him begin to move. You want to set the pace for this next year, for this year we're going forward in, to say, God, I want it to be the best year ever because I'm giving you everything. I'm allowing you just to take complete control. I'm allowing you to drive. God, let me be the passenger. You to direct my steps. God, I want, that should be your prayer. God, your will, not mine. God, I want to go to that next level, but when you say I'm ready. I don't want to skip any steps in between. God, I don't want to just jump out because I feel like I should. But God, I want to do what you want me to do. Help us, Lord God, we just thank you for this time. We ask that you would help us to remember why you brought us through, what you brought us through, and to know that you didn't bring us this far in order to leave us, to know that you didn't bring us this far in order for us to be lost, but you brought us this far, Lord God, and you're going to take us even further, Lord God. God, we thank you that you never leave us nor forsake us, Lord God. God, we thank you that you are going to move, Lord God, on our behalf, Lord God. Your word says that you will fight for us. So God, we ask that you would fight for us continually, Lord God. God, help us to seek your face, Lord God. Help us to continue to put our hands and our feet, Lord God. Help us to continue to say your will and not mine, Lord God. Help us to continue just to seek your face, Lord God. Give us the strength that we need, Lord God, as we begin to fast this week, Lord God. That we would continue to go in it wholeheartedly for you, Lord God, and that we would see a way of escape when temptation tries to creep in, Lord God. God, through and meditate on your word, we would feed off of your word, Lord God, that we will worship in a whole new way this week, Lord God. And not just this week, but this would be the start, Lord God. This would be the spark that we need to start a wildfire, Lord God. God, we want fire shut up in our bones like never before, God. God, we want you to begin to stir us up, Lord God. God, begin to pour out your spirit like never before, God. God, we want overflow, God. Overflow, Lord God. God, not just so that we can be filled, but so that we can share with other people we come in contact with, Lord God. God, we ask that you begin to move like never before, oh God. God, we're expecting from you, oh God. We're expecting new levels. God, we're expecting transformation. We're expecting confirmation. We're expecting you just to get all the praise and all the glory. God, help us to continue to humble ourselves and seek your face, oh God. God, we just thank you right now. God, we ask that you'd take us home safely, Lord God. and help us to come back again tomorrow, Lord God. We ask that you be with those who cannot come tonight. Meet them where they are, Lord God. Bring healing and increase, Lord God. We ask that you move right now in the name of Jesus. We just thank you right now in Jesus' name.
We thank you for listening to today's sermon, and we pray that you are impacted to become the new creation that God desires. We at New Creation Christian Center invite you to come join us for service Saturday at 7 p.m. or Sunday at 11 a.m. located at 5150 South Cloverdale Street, Seattle, Washington. Also, feel free to visit us online at newcreationwa.org. New Creation Christian Center, the path to genuine life, where you can come as you are and be transformed by the Word of God.